Well, there's two things you really need is water and wastewater. They sort of go hand in hand. You can get by without electricity, and a lot of people have generators and things, but you can't live without potable water, and you can't really live without a wastewater system.
ECUA Executive Director Steve Sorrell says a mutual response team has been organized, acting on a request from the Jacksonville Electric Authority for lift station and maintenance crews to help with that city's wastewater system.
So what we did is we sent 10 people. They took five large generators, a diesel bypass pump, a boom truck, and four of our big 750 Super Duty trucks, which carry all the equipment and vices and things like that they need to do their work with.
The crew originally was scheduled to leave Pensacola on Tuesday, but the massive traffic jam on Interstate 10 of people going back to South Florida kept them off the road until early Wednesday morning.
We actually gave them a cash advance. It's kind of funny, but the reason for that was they can't get fuel with credit cards because most of the phone lines are down, so they have to buy everything with cash. Everything so far has been a success. They're out working, helping the JEA crews, and we expect them to be there probably 2 to 10 days.
Other local utilities helping with hurricane recovery include Escambia River Electric Cooperative, whose line crews will assist Tri-County Electric Co-op in Madison County.
We got a lot of work to do, but everybody's going to come together. We're going to get the state rebuilt. This state is a state of strong, resilient people.
Governor Rick Scott speaking in Jacksonville on Wednesday after touring flood damage aboard a National Guard helicopter. One of his goals in dealing with Washington is making sure people get resources for both Irma and another storm almost 1 year ago to the day.
First off, it would be helpful if they got the FEMA funding from Matthew. That slows things down if you're still waiting to get money from another one.
Meanwhile, traffic to the east and south continues to jam Florida's interstates. I-10 in the Pensacola area was a virtual parking lot on Tuesday. Lieutenant Eddie Elmore with the Florida Highway Patrol says things were a bit better on Wednesday.
And as the week progresses, our expectations are that the traffic's going to slowly lighten up.
The big challenge for FHP, says Elmore, is how to get about 6 million evacuees safely from their shelters in the Panhandle to their homes.
We're trying to limit as much traffic on the interstate system as we can. So if it is at all possible for individuals that are traveling locally, like going to Walmart, just going to and from home, if they could stay off the interstate system, that way it'll give that much more room for the traffic to continue to flow.
One break for those on the road, there are no reports of major problems in getting fuel throughout the Panhandle. 33 officers from Troop A, which serves the Pensacola area, are now down south as part of the Highway Patrol's Quick Reactionary Force, or QRF.
We sent them down there the day after the storm. They're down there doing cleanup work, clearing the roadways. They're doing fuel escorts. We have several troopers at the ports. As soon as a truck leaves the port, they're immediately being escorted by FHP.
As with holiday periods, FHP administrative officers have traded their desks for cruisers for the time being and are working 12-hour shifts. Lieutenant Eddie Elmore says this is what they do.
We're out trying to get these evacuees back home because you know what? Next month, there could be a hurricane that affects us, and then we have to evacuate. So it's important for everybody to realize to have patience. There's also rescue and utility vehicles trying to get down south. So that's another reason why we're trying to limit as much use of the interstate system as possible.
A number of websites offer information vital for the trip home. Florida 511 has regular updates on road closures and actual photographs of current road conditions. And Gas Buddy has the latest outage and fuel availability information, along with the prices in advance of pulling up to the pump. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.